Hier ist der Holzofen.
Hans Capella's farmhouse, 2 hours southeast of Berlin, is pretty cozy. He keeps the buildings warm and lit with a wood-burning stove inside and solar panels on the roof.
Photovoltaic, aber solution.
They have for the morning sun on the east side and for the afternoon sun on the west side.
It's a balance of old and new that's more and more common in Germany these days. Many homes, farms, and businesses in the small town of Proschim are powered at least in part by solar and wind energy. There's even a thriving community of green energy companies here. But this outpost of Germany's new energy economy is threatened by a holdover from its old energy economy.
Hallo.
Hallo.
Hans' neighbor pops through a hedge to feed the chickens as Hans steps outside to show me the danger. He walks to the edge of his garden and points across the countryside.
Wenn man mit dem Bagger von dort kommt, von Osten, von Osten.
The digger is currently in the east behind us. They want to go to the west, where coal is.
The digger is a giant coal mining machine that may eventually rumble right through the entire town as it moves from one coal seam to another. There's no coal beneath the Capell's farmhouse, but they'd still have to relocate, along with more than 3,000 residents in 3 villages.
The situation of coal mines destroyed the community.
Hans Capella's son Andreas says the planned relocation has split both families and neighbors. Nearly 22,000 people work in coal and related industries in this part of Germany.
Some people were protect the coal mines and some people fight to stay here.
The law allowing coal companies to ask the government to move entire villages was enacted by Hitler in the 1940s. The wartime measure was designed to ensure national security, but today it's a window into Germany's current energy dilemma.
There is a gap of about a quarter of today's energy generation that has to be filled.
Torolf Schirmer is a spokesman for Vattenfall. That's the Swedish-owned energy company that wants to expand its mines near Proschim to feed nearby coal-fired power plants. Germany's been a world leader in developing renewable energy. It also moved quickly to phase out nuclear power after the Fukushima disaster in 2011. But with nuclear on the wane and renewables still ramping up and relatively expensive, Schirmer says Germany needs the cheap brown coal, or lignite, around Proschim to keep electricity affordable.
Lignite generation is one part of the energy mix of Germany in future.
Of course, not everyone agrees.
It does not fit at all.
Christian Hay is director of the German Advisory Council on the Environment.
Germany is committed to an 80 to 95% reduction of CO2 emissions, and this commitment cannot be achieved by coal.
And Hay says lignite is an especially dirty form of coal, not to mention the environmental and human impact of scraping it out of the ground. Polls show that Germans strongly support the country's energy transition, or Energiewende, but there are also complaints about the rising electricity prices that have come with it. Even people in the business feel this tension.
We are making around 300,000 battery cells a year. Between 30 and 35% is for solar applications.
Jan Eisbiert runs the Berlin battery company, BAE Batterien.
Everybody is thinking green, but if you feel it in your own wallet, if green energy is much more expensive, I think private households are not willing to pay.
Improvements in energy efficiency are making renewables more competitive, but not enough to offset the demand for cheaper options like coal. The Brandenburg state government will decide on Vattenfall's proposed coal mine expansion and the relocation of Proschim's 800 residents in February. But Hans Capella says he won't give up his solar-powered farm without a fight.
Das ist möglich, dass die Kunde das sagen darf.
You choose this place, you build up your house, you build up your living, and then someone else is coming and decide that they want to have this as well. So that's unfair.
For The World, I'm Eric Kneeler.